It's Maria Gillen from Cork, Shanachie Corky, the storyteller based in Cork City, and I am here in the Thomas Moore School. It is the grammar school here in Down in Germany, and we have grade 8, class 8A, with their wonderful story about Leah. And first we have Hannah, and she is going to give us the start of the story. Take it away, Hannah.
There is a great place called Fantasialand. In Fantasialand, there are so much attractions, for example, a freefall tower or roller coasters. There are also so many things to eat something. You can eat churros or chocolate fruits. You can also drink, for example, soft drinks. The Fantasialand is a very nice place for young people. So Leah and her friends go to the Fantasialand. Leah is 15 years old and she's very strong and confident with her friends, but when with anyone else, she is very shy. Leah is very funny and happy, and they make a plan. They look in the Fantasialand until the park closed.
When it was dark, the girls came out of the bathroom, but it wasn't the same than during the day. It was cold and dark, and everywhere you could see ghosts and spooky faces. Could also hear strange noises and scary dolls. The roller coaster never stops, and the girls were feared very scary. The park was crazy. It closes himself. Leah says a comfortable word, Avada Kedavra, which she knows from Harry Potter, and then everything freezes. First, she don't know what she has done, but then she realized that she could freeze with this word the time. So she flies around and sees a dark person, a dark energy, which she called the Bookyman. The Bookyman knows all the fears from the girls and make them come to life.
The Bookyman sees her and makes an illusion of her friend, but she knows something is wrong. So she's walking nearby the Bookyman and always say, "You are not my friend." And suddenly the Bookyman
disappeared.
And then a boy was there, and she wanted to freeze him, but it doesn't work. So the boy frees her, and in her head she say, Avada Kedavra, and then she wasn't freeze anymore. So they looked together and say, "You have the same power than me." So then they make a plan, and that was that they freeze the Bookyman. After they made the plan, the boy realized that the plan didn't work like this, because the power of the Bookyman is just too big. So they need to make another plan. Now they decided to separate. The boy freezes the Bookyman. While that, the girl is unfreezing her friends so that they can escape through the mad gate. But Leah wasn't sure about the boy, because then he was still in the park. And the boy just said, "You need to come back to save me. That will be our next chapter."